Good morning. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Hurricane Earl is still a dangerous Category 4 hurricane with 140 miles per hour winds and is closing its approach to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It's about 300 miles south of Cape Hatteras right now and about 765 miles south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Maximum winds again are 140 miles per hour, and the present motion is towards the north at 18 miles per hour. Changes with this advisory include a hurricane warning now for the coast of Massachusetts from Westport eastward around Cape Cod to Hull, including Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Island. Tropical storm warning has been issued from New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport. That includes Block Island, Rhode Island. That means that hurricane and tropical storm conditions will be expected in these areas within the next 36 hours. Hurricane warning is still in effect from Bogue Inlet, North Carolina, northeastward to the Carolina-Virginia border. That includes Pamlico and Albemarle Sounds. The hurricane watch is still in effect from north of the North Carolina-Virginia state line to Cape Henlope in Delaware. Also, tropical storm warning is still in effect Cape Fear to west of Bogue Inlet in North Carolina, and north of the North Carolina-Virginia border to Sandy Hook, New Jersey, including Delaware Bay south of Slaughter Beach and Chesapeake Bay south of New Point Comfort. The eastern portion of Long Island, New York, from Fire Island Inlet to Port Jefferson Harbor is also under a tropical storm warning at this time. So quite a bit of warnings and watches are in effect. It's a very large circulation. The hurricane force winds go out as much as 90 miles. And some expansion of that wind field is expected as the storm continues to move north, coming very close to the North Carolina coast, then turning northeast and coming very close to the Cape Cod region in New England. Again, this is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. advisory.